With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Anne McCaffrey was a teenager, she thrived on science fiction, especially those Ace double paperbacks.
They didn't write them fast enough, so I sat down and started writing one of my own. And eventually I got the hang of it. My first story was published in 54, so I've been at this business a while now.
Anne McCaffrey is best known for her Dragon books.
Now, a dragon is the amalgam of all you ever wanted in your childhood pet. It's bigger and better, and it loves you. It will die for you. And it will die if you do.
Probably even breathe fire for
it
you.
It breathes fire, and it teleports, and wouldn't you like a 40-foot fire-breathing teleporting dragon as your best friend?
Anne McCaffrey has written 9 books set on the planet Pern, where the residents are protected by bioengineered life forms that look like dragons. McCaffrey insists her books are science fiction, not fantasy.
I ask you to believe one impossible thing, that people got to Pern in one piece.
But dragons.
Well, that's the second impossible thing I ask you to believe.
Born in Boston, raised in New Jersey, Anne McCaffrey now lives on a horse farm in Ireland, where her stable is called Dragonhold, and her house is filled with dragon memorabilia.
They are sent by fans, and they come in all materials, from pipe cleaners to glass to copper.
Anne McCaffrey broke with the science fiction genre when she wrote her latest book, a contemporary romance novel called The Lady. It's about an Irish family and their horse farm, published by Ballantine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Well, she was born in Boston and raised in New Jersey. For the past 17 years, science fiction writer Anne McCaffrey has been living on a horse farm in Ireland. Why Ireland?
Well, the flip answer is it was 3,000 miles away from my ex-husband. The reality was they had a very good school system, and I had 2 younger children to be educated.
Also, professional writers don't have to pay income taxes in Ireland.
The myth that we're all carousing in the local pub and telling jokes and whatnot is not true. You're usually sitting at your word processor working.
Anne McCaffrey is best known for her Dragon Writers series of books. There will be 10 of them by November. Her novel, Norelka's Story, was on the bestseller list for 7 weeks and is now a Del Rey paperback.
The interesting thing about science fiction is that we are talking about futures at a time when people are very worried that we will have one. So any kind of a future in which they can feel at ease is useful.
Anne McCaffrey's latest book is The Lady, a contemporary romance novel about an Irish family on a horse farm in the 1970s. But she's confident the people who love her science fiction won't be disappointed.
With modesty, I say that people see Anne McCaffrey's name on a book and they know they're going to get a good read. I've had guys read the romances and said, you know, I don't usually read this stuff, but you don't write too badly.
Anne McCaffrey, author of The Lady, published by Ballantine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.